TV says police in Lacey also took one person into custody in connection with a case in which the Winnebago was stolen Friday night from the parking lot at a sporting goods store. The show and service dogs inside all seem to be perfectly fine. More on these stories at townhall.com.
North State Security is looking for a few good men and women to join their team. Good salary and benefits. You can play a major part in protecting our community and infrastructure. Members of our team have even been hired by law enforcement agencies here in the Northern California region. Become a sworn officer in North State Security. Call 243-0295 or click on NorthStateSecurityInc.com for more information. North State Security, an ounce of protection since 1968.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice fills the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life settles in your soul. In your soul, in your soul.
Good morning, Jefferson. What a great way to open up with that talented group of artists that were letting us know how Jefferson started out. I appreciate everybody being here. This is Wynn Carpenter. We're here on Jefferson State of Mind, M-I-N-E. So we're trying to make sure we get things out there. I'm here with my cohort, Terry Aposa. Good morning, Terry. How are you?
Hey, Wynn. How are you, buddy?
So far, so good.
Good. Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Great, Terry. How are you and Wynn this fine morning?
So far, so good. And Mr. Bob Martin trying to keep us out of trouble. We appreciate that.
The button hover.
Yes. The hand is always hanging over the button. We'll just push his hand away sometimes. Okay, first of all, I want to let everybody know today is the fourth Sunday of the month. And every second and fourth Sunday of the month, we have our Sunday call for the Jefferson Call. So you can go on there and you can hear what's going on Jefferson-wide and see what's being played out throughout all 21 counties and the additional counties that are working toward coming on. And the phone number is 712-770-4114. Again, 712-770-4114. And the password or access code is 307-268 hashtag. 307-268 hashtag. And you can go on there and you can listen and hear what's going on. You can't be voice activated unless you're brought into the fold. And what happens is the moderators will know who you are that you're going to be speaking. So they'll access your number. And they only do it one or two numbers at a time because that's the way the system is set up. It's made for us to listen. And then what you can do at the same time while you're on the phone, you can get on your computer and you can go to soj51.net to the website, go to the calendar and click on today's date for the calendar for the meeting, and you'll enter the chat room, and then you can type in questions and the moderators can pull those up and get those questions answered. So you can do it two ways. You know, you listen on the system to hear what's actually being said, and you can be actively participating in the meeting by going to the website and going into the chat room. So I just want to let everybody know that. Okay, Terry, what do we got going?
Well, first of all, that was the Black Mountain Bandits who sing that Jefferson song, and you'll be able to hear them live on October the 7th, and I'll come back to that in just a minute. But first of all, I want to let people know what's happening Monday night. On Monday night at 3276 Pacelli Lane, we will be having Mark Baird at 6 o'clock. That's right, we're having Kemosabe riding in on silver. and maybe even Mrs. Kemosabe, we'll see.
There you go.
But they'll be coming in, and he'll be speaking about the court case. He'll be updating everybody. So if you're in a county nearby, the trip would be well worth it. At 5:30, we have our Jefferson meeting. For the new folks, Chris Kellstrom does that meeting and does a great job on answering all your questions. At the same time, in another room, we have the folks who are working on all the fundraisers, including the one I'm going to talk about here in a minute, and all the good stuff that's heading up to Jefferson and we're moving on with, and they talk about that at 5:30 in another room. But on October the 7th, this is the biggie, we're going to have the Harvest Moon Liberty Fest. It's going to be in Anderson River Park. It's in the amphitheater. If you've ever been to the Mosquito Serenade, it's that spot right there. We're going to have live music. We're going to have food. We're going to have games, laser tag, drawings, all kinds of vendors. So bring your money. A lot of good stuff out there at a real good price. We'll have crafters, historical reenactors. We're going to have face painting, balloon animals, and much, much more. Now, this is free to the public. It's free to get in. You need to bring your own chairs. It opens at 12. The music starts at 2 o'clock. We're going to have special guest speakers. That's going to be Mark Baird. He'll be the keynote speaker. And Aaron Reznor will be speaking. And Melissa Hunt, who you'll be able to hear, who's running for the Board of Supervisors. You'll be able to hear her on Sovereign Minds here at 10 o'clock. We're also going to have beer and wine, and that's provided by the Anderson Rotary. And some of this really good food we're going to have, we'll have pizza, we'll have ribs. It's going to be really neat. We're going to have 9 different bands, a lot of really good ones, local groups, groups from everywhere. We're going to have some rock groups. We'll have some country western groups. We're really excited about this, and it's very, very quality when it comes to the music. And again, that's October the 7th, 2017, the Anderson River Park Amphitheater, and we did rent the picnic ground right next to the amphitheater, which means that we can use the kids' little park there with all the swings and all that good stuff. So it's really a family event, and we're pretty excited about that, Wynn.
Awesome. So what's the purpose of this whole big event? What are we doing? What's the plan?
Well, the purpose is we need to raise money for the court case. We need to continually do that. And that's certainly going to be something that'll be a keynote. But another thing is too is to bring people together and to talk about liberty and learn what we're doing. Most of us out here that maybe you're on this program, listen to this program a lot. We have an idea of what's going on in our state. We have an idea of what's going on in our country. And Mark Barrett, I'm sure, will deliver a great message on liberty, and especially for young families and young people out there. It's going to be a really good time. And, yeah, we'll have drawings. We'll have all kinds of different ways that you can contribute and help us to fight tyranny, basically, in the court.
There you go. And this is all through CFR, through Citizen for Fair Representation.
It is. And there is a differentiation between that and Jefferson.
Yes.
Of course, we see Jefferson as a remedy for lack of representation because we just feel that California is too big. But the CFR is fighting for all Californians. Mm-hmm. And their position is to get adequate representation and constitutional representation from our state government. Right now, as you know, we have one senator for every million people and one assemblyman for every 500,000. So the court case is to fight for all of us and to bring those numbers into something that's actual reality and something that to where people will feel that they have representation and know they have it.
Perfect. All right. So we've got a good group of people putting that on, and they're working diligently, and they're making things happen. They're moving and shaking, and we're going to need volunteers on that as well. So if you're interested in participating and helping out in any way, come to our meetings that we have, like Terry said, on Monday nights at 5:30 at 3276 Pacelli Lane, and get involved. And that's what it's going to take. This is truly this entire process. Everything we do is grassroots. And I can't express that enough. It's very grassroots-oriented. And None of us take a paycheck. None of us earn anything out of it. We're doing this for the love of liberty and for our families and for what we're trying to at least semi-retain or get back what we've lost. So we're fighting this fight, and we can't do it alone. And we need as much help as possible. And you have to figure out personally where your line in the sand is, as Mark always puts it. You know, how much skin in the game do you have? What are you willing to do to contribute? So this is a great way for people to get involved as well.
We have a newsletter that comes out called The Messenger. And we're going to get that out to as many people as possible in as many facets of the media as possible. This last messenger that was just written by an anonymous writer is absolutely fantastic. It hits the nail on the head. It talks about liberty. You know, there are so many different ways that you can help. You know, contributing money, and Wynn will give you that information here in a minute. But other ways you can help is spreading the word. Buy some gear. Wear a hat. Wave a flag. Have a sign.
Bumper sticker.
Bumper sticker. We were yesterday, my wife and I, at the We Back the Blue event at the Elks Lodge. It was very, very good. Got a chance to talk to a lot of people at length, including our sheriff and the new police chief. But it was very, very good. A lot of fun. We talked to so many great people. And you know, Wynn, the main thing we heard the whole time was, when's this going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, this has got to happen. We need to do something. California's out of control. I had one question the whole day, one question about somebody walking over and asking about the finances, which is such a moot point at this point. Yep. We're regulated out of everything. And I simply asked the guy, after I explained to him where the finances were, I asked him, I go, really and truly, everything that you've said, sir, has been, I'm taxed on this, I'm taxed on that, I'm taxed on this, I'm taxed on that. The registration fees, the DMV fees, we're taxed on gasoline, we're going to be taxed on tap water. I said, if we needed their money so much, then how come they're taxing you into poverty?
Right.
You know, and yeah. So I think that really a lot of it, I mean, I think that's basically just, you're complaining about all the things they're doing to you and taking money out of your pocket. Well, if they didn't need our money and we need their money, then why are you going broke?
Amen.
So I think that a lot of this is going to be something that we have to be looking at. And I don't know if Mark Baird's going to call in or not. I think he might be. But if time permits, I want to talk a little bit about the jail. I want to talk about some of the conversations that we had with Sheriff Pasinko, with Aaron Reznor, and also some new legislation that's being drafted by Congress to protect counties who want to be loyal to, adhere to, and to be in compliance with the United States Constitution, which gives the immigration position to the federal government, to the president, and to Congress via Mulberry versus Madison, which explained that, which was a Supreme Court case in 1803. That's where the jurisdiction is.
So, yeah, they want to protect the counties, but is that going to be done by your county elected officials?
No.
Or is that going to be done by the sovereign citizens?
Well, actually, it's going to be the way it's going to work. I didn't want to get into this until I could really complete it, but in a nutshell, the way it's going to work is there's legislation going on right now in Congress that will have a bill that will they believe is going to be passed that will make it so that if you comply as a county.
Yeah.
With the federal government and follow the Constitution, that there won't be ramifications on grant money. You can apply directly to Congress for the grant money and not have to worry about your state.
Okay, so we can bypass the state.
Yes. Yes, and I believe that that's being done in lieu of the fact that most is going to hold to his word and say, okay, you want to be a sanctuary state, that's fine.
Here
we're cutting
go.
Off funds.
Yeah, here you go. Nothing's coming your direction.
And I was asked by the sheriff, we heard that the president can't do that and Congress can't do it. And I said, well, Tom, If that's the case, then why are they putting a bill forward? Why would you even put a bill forward if it's a, if the Constitution blocks it?
Yeah.
Why would you do that? And he said, well, that's true. And I said, so don't believe everything you hear from these local politicians, namely one I can think of that more or less.
Yeah, a lot less.
Yeah, a lot less.
They're controlling the purse, and they have he has the right to do that. That's where the money is. I mean, that, hello.
Well, you know, the, I mean, you can be, you can have stuff held back to, from your county, you know, and again, this would work through a resolution, but there's more to it than that. And we've got Mark Baird here on the line, and we're going to have to go to a break. Kemosabe, can you hang on through the break? And we'd love to bring you in.
And we'll be back in just a moment. The time has come.
For 51.
Something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Being wrong, nobody's right if everybody's wrong.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. Evil. There are people in this country who are evil to the core. They are violent and hateful and will not reason or debate. This evil drives them to violence with whomever they disagree. They will invade peaceful gatherings with the sole purpose of perpetrating violence and injury, then blame their actions on the peaceful. We can no longer trust politicians or the media to acknowledge the truth, so we must know how to discern good from evil. This wisdom is found in a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Of the pie. I love pie. We can have some pie as long as it's not humble pie.
Yeah, before we go any, before we go any further, I want to say hi to Monica and Monica Walsh, and her and Greg are just great people down in Placer County. She's had a bit of a health issue, and we wish you well, my dear, and we'll be here praying for you. We know you're going to be just fine, and we all love you.
Amen. Take care, Monica.
Kemosabe, you there?
Yep, I'm here. How you doing?
Good.
Good. It is a nice, cold, clear day up in Siskiyou County.
What, you're not smoke-riddled up there?
Huh?
You're not smoke-riddled up there?
Not today.
Good.
It seems like it's pretty nice today, so that kind of started dying down after the last few rains.
Yeah. Well, it's been nice down here, too. We're actually able to see Mount Shasta, Mount Lassen, and the foothills on the west side as well. It's been nice.
Yeah.
So what's happening?
Well, I'm taking care of some important affairs of state right now. I was cleaning the cat box and taking care of something outside and doing all the important things that make the world run, I guess.
Well, we're working on that too from this end, but you know, a different way.
Yeah. And you know, I was reading a few articles this morning about Jerry Brown, who is busy calling California taxpayers freeloaders and anybody that supports conservative causes as a troglodyte and a cave dweller. And Gavin Newsom wants to go somewhere where there's a chest full of magic money and pay for single-payer health care, which I guess would add a couple of trillion dollars to California's budget every year. And just some of the fun things that make this state the laughing stock of the entire country.
Surprise, surprise. From the land of fruits, nuts, and flakes, right? Is that what it is?
Well, you know, it's funny because that started out, I remember when that started in the 70s as a joke about Haight-Ashbury and things like that. But really, when you look at it, we've kind of, I don't know, the government's kind of sailed off the deep end, if you will. You know, Alex Padilla, the Secretary of State, he denies voter fraud in California, but he knows it's real. And I know he knows because I have personal knowledge of voter fraud in my county, and I'm sure it happens in other counties as well, especially rural counties where all the dope growers are. You know, you have Xavier Becerra, who is willing to sue the federal government over some of the stupidest things you ever saw in your life, but he fails to protect the people of California against lawlessness, and that's his job. His job as the state's attorney general is to uphold the law in the state of California. And it's something he consistently fails to do, and it's something he refuses to do. But he's willing to sue the President of the United States over some stupid stuff that, guys seem, you know, to tell you the truth, it's so ridiculous I don't even want to repeat it.
Well, you know, the thing is that even with De Leon, I was talking to the sheriff yesterday. We were at We Back the Blue, and I was talking to our sheriff yesterday, and the sheriffs have really come out against this sanctuary state thing. They really are fighting it tooth and nail. Our good friend Johnny Acquisto down in El Dorado County has been speaking openly at different engagements about this. And Tom, our sheriff, Tom Basenko, said that De Leon wouldn't even meet with the sheriffs, wouldn't even frickin' meet with them. And so they went to Jerry Brown, and finally De Leon consented to meet with the sheriffs. But that's the arrogance of these pieces of human debris that we have as legislatures here, legislators. And, you know, really, Mark, as you've said many, many times, you know, this fight, in a metaphorically speaking for the NSA that's listening to us, is something that we have to take on, and it's going to be us. You know, I want you to elaborate a little bit on Mulberry versus Madison and what exactly that does say.
Well, it was Marbury versus Madison. Marbury, it's an 1803 case, and quite frankly, it is the result of one of the founding fathers, if you will, trying to violate the Constitution. And he was mad because there was someone that was appointed to a federal position, and he didn't want to appoint the guy. And the result of that was Marbury versus Madison. And in that case, it was both one of the best cases in U.S. history and one of the worst cases. And that happens so often when courts get involved in extra-constitutional affairs. And in Marbury versus Madison, the most important statement is, any law contrary to the Constitution of the United States is automatically null and void, and no court officer in the land is bound to enforce it.
Amen.
So, but Marbury versus Madison also created the principle of judicial review, where judges on the federal level have the power to alter the Constitution of the United States. So it's kind of a, you know, that case was kind of a mixed bag. And, you know, we like to rely on it when it suits us, but unfortunately what it did do is the United States Supreme Court gave itself the power to change the Constitution. And that's one of the worst things that's ever happened in the United States, and it's never been the same since.
Well, now there is some, I've heard you discuss this before, especially the second part you just talked about, and you said that there is, there seemed to be some sort of valid argument against that. What is it?
Well, the valid argument is Article 3, and
right.
that's where the courts have the power over equity and law of all matters under the Constitution.
There you go.
Not over it,
right.
But under it. So anything that arises from the Constitution, courts have the power to adjudicate, but they don't have the power to change the document that created them. And that's our problem in California. The government takes upon itself all power. And by all power, I mean they're taxing your tap water. Come on, folks. Every time you get a glass of water, you're getting taxed now. I mean, really, really, what does it take here to wake people up to participate? Because it is lack of participation. I was sitting here adding up statistics this morning about voter registration by county. And, you know, let's just take a mythical county that has 49% Democrat and 38% Republican and 12% this and 2% that. But almost every single one of them added up to more than 100%. So, how does the state do its arithmetic? Not the same as the rest of us, I'm sure, because if I balanced my checkbook that way, I'd be in jail. I mean, it's just, when you look at this state, it's so extra legal and extra constitutional and undemocratic and unrepresentational, it absolutely boggles the mind.
Yeah, you know.
The result of that are programs that are so stifling to the taxpayers and property owners,
right,
and citizens of this state. They're absolutely ludicrous.
Right, and that's such a great point. You know, we were talking about that a little bit earlier. We had one gentleman who came up and asked us, well, what about the finances? Don't we need their money? But boy, I'm sure tired of being taxed on this and taxed on that and taxed on this. And did I mention being taxed on that? And then they're going to tax my gasoline more. They're going to tax, you know, my DMV fees. They're going to tax, they're going to tax rainfall pretty soon. And I said, well, really and truly, why are you worried about whether we'd have enough money when they're taxing you into oblivion? I mean, here's the thing I think we're missing in the whole thing, Mark, and I want you to weigh in on this. It's apathy by thinking that things will change without action, and it's also a position of people maybe not believing what's even in front of them.
Well, that's absolutely true. And, you know, you look at the laws of the physical universe, objects in motion tend to remain in motion unless acted upon by an outside force. I mean, mass and inertia are immutable laws of the universe. And once you have the mass and inertia towards socialism, and in fact, communism, really, because, you know, you look at Gavin Newsom now. He somehow wants to pay for single-payer health care. He doesn't want to pay for it. He wants to have it. And you, the people, will pay for it somehow. If it takes your last breath, if it takes the last drop of blood, if it takes the last cent you have that you were going to send your children to college with, or buy a car, or replace a furnace in your house, or try to repair your roof or your siding or whatever it is, you will not be in charge of your money anymore. Not after Gavin Newsom gets elected. And by the way, he probably will get elected in this state, just based upon what's going on so far, because once again, conservatives have failed to field a candidate that has any charisma, any idea, any thought to the future, any path to success. Once again, conservatives have sat on the couch and failed to place a guy in the race that can possibly win it. And so Gavin Newsom will probably be our next governor. And you haven't seen, I mean, for me to say Jerry Brown's the moderate in the room is quite a stretch.
Oh, man, yeah.
But between him and Newsom,
yeah,
Jerry Brown is the moderate,
yeah,
in the room.
Yeah, that's
so
a sad thing.
You know, I think that we have fallen on our own sword, so to speak, and that's the result of inaction. when you have a massive effort to remake the constitutional republic that that California once was, basically to enable illegals to come here and suck up all the government services and to enable criminals to participate in the voting process and be able to murder someone and walk the streets the very next day with impunity, you get what you pay for. And we are about to reap what we have sown. And to me, the state of Jefferson is the only viable out there is. And the court case is the precursor to that. If the court case prevails, all of California has some hope. Some hope. And what you do with that hope is going to be your business, because your neighborhood will elect a legislator, essentially. So if you choose to return the constitutional republic with your vote, you'll be able to do that. But if you choose to continue down the path to socialism and communism, you'll be able to do that too, because representation truly does belong to you, the people. We in the North State, we choose constitutional republic, and we hope to use the court case as a path to achieve statehood. And if everybody involved doesn't fight, we won't win, folks. I'm just telling you that straight out. I want to be honest with you. And if we don't all stand up and contribute and show up and fight and speak up and mean it, we won't win.
Well, Mark,
and
I think
the path to oblivion will simply be easier to accomplish for the statists and for the unions.
I'm getting the sign for a break here, Kemosabe, so we're going to have to go to a break. So hang on with us.
Okay.
And, we got a good song coming on here. Time has come.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
What better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202? Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Redding. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
And you know what? The future belongs to those who prepare for it. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Couldn't be any more true, could it? Got to prepare for it, folks. Got to take care of business. Got to do our part, whatever that part is. Do whatever you can. And I know Mark's doing a great deal. Terry's doing a great deal. There are so many of us that are working throughout Jefferson. And even folks that aren't in Jefferson are preparing for it. They're working toward this. They're contributing. They're donating, doing whatever they can. So I'm just putting a plea out to everybody. Please, you know, let everybody you know that we need to do this so that we can afford to pay for the court fees, the court costs, not the attorney fees. We're not paying attorney fees. We're paying for court costs, the real expenses of, you know, photocopying and all the other stuff, all the minutia of putting together a court case that absolutely have to be done for us to win this.
And how do they do that, Wynn?
Well, the best way to do it, there are three ways of doing it. If you want to just go online and do it, you can do it through our PayPal account. Or you can go through, you can do our GoFundMe account at State of Jefferson, and you can check those two things out. You can also mail check, money order, or cash to P.O. Box 751, Palo Cedro 96073. So you can do those three ways, or if you have local committee meetings, you know, give it to your committee leaders and tell them what it's for. You know, say this is specifically for the court case. The committee leaders will send it in. We get that taken care of all the time, and people are happy to do it. They're willing to do it, and that's part of the process. So just make it happen. And, you know, $5 at a time, $2 at a time, whatever you can afford. We've had some very generous donors amongst the liberty-minded folks that are out there, and we still need to do this. It's a hard fixed cost, and a lot of us contribute. We do it on a regular basis, but it's money that we absolutely have to have in order to pay for the court costs, and it's a moral, ethical, and right thing to do. We need to pay for our expenses that are part of the process and making sure that we're doing what we need to do. So if you could just do that, we'd really appreciate it, and if there's anything that we need to do on our end to help you do that, let us know. We'd be happy to do it.
Okay, Mark, are you still there, buddy?
Yep, I'm still here.
Okay, we've got Round Mountain Bob on the other line, so we're going to go to him. Do you have a question, Bob?
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, fellas.
You have a question?
Hey, thanks for a great show here this morning. I was at Back to Blue yesterday, too, and with my better half. And I did get to talk to Mr. Tom Bashenko, which I've been pretty good friends with for, about 8 or 9 years now. And I asked him about this sanctuary state deal. And him and I had quite a talk on it. And he said he is going to do everything he can do to back the federal government and do what he needs to do with the federal government law. In essence, he can't get fired or anything like our police chief did. We elect him as our sheriff. And as long as we keep re-electing him, the only other way is if he decides to retire or quit because the pressure gets so bad from the state. He said, so he is going to do what's right by the people for as long as he can do it.
Well, there you go. Perfect. That's what we wanted to hear.
Thanks, buddy.
Now we'll see if it
you
really
guys
happens.
Keep it up. Mark, thanks for all your information. We'll talk at you later.
Thank you, Bob.
Well, folks, in case you didn't hear earlier, Mark Baird will be at the Eagle's Nest Church tomorrow night at 3276 Pacelli Lane at 6 o'clock. He'll be speaking, and that's at our Patriot meeting. And, Mark, there's a lot of people that are excited about this. It's kind of interesting what Round Mountain said about our sheriff. I know you mentioned to me the other day that you've heard kind of through the grapevine that there's a lot of sheriffs who just are throwing their hands up.
Well, there are some sheriffs that have just, you know, gosh, they've had their budgets pulled out from under them by their boards. They're up against a terrible dope problem in their communities and their counties, and you know, they're asking themselves, how much more can I do with fewer and fewer resources? You know, in other words, what are the priorities of my community? What are the priorities of my state? do they reconcile themselves with my priorities? And I think those are fair questions for a guy to ask himself. And I think that there are some sheriffs that are in counties that are just inundated with the cartel dope grows and the criminal dope grows. And, gosh, it is, in a sense, more than a normal human being can bear and overcome. You know, there are tremendous influxes of cartel dope grows into the North State. There's voter fraud associated with that. There's human trafficking associated with that. There's, trash and environmental damage and crime, property crime, and all kinds of things that come with that. But the people of the Mono Party voted that getting high should be legal.
Well, and two, the people have to remember, the public have to remember that the sheriff is the last line of defense for their protection, for their property and their person. And then once the sheriff is out of the picture, it falls on them individually to protect themselves and their property. So they're not going to have anybody to protect them if they don't have a sheriff that's willing to stand up and that doesn't have the support by said people. So we need to make sure that people get that and they understand that. And they need to have a sheriff that's going to do everything within his power to have his team do what they need to do in order to keep the people public the people protected and safe.
Yeah, but I think it's more, in a sense, it's more than that. It's indicative of the lawlessness that the state of California seems to foster in certain areas anyway. You have a Senate pro tem who says, half my family's here illegally. Some of them stole their identity from law-abiding citizens in California. But I'm not upset about that. That's okay, because that's what it takes to get by. You have a government in California that says that people who come here illegally can be lawyers, literally can take an oath to support and defend the law, support and defend the Constitution, but they broke the law to get here, and it's okay for them. You have people here who are voting fraudulently, and I know for a fact that the Secretary of State has turned his back on that. He knows it. He knows it occurs. I know that for a fact, and yet he chooses to do nothing, even though his oath of office is to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. You have a governor who is a lawless liar, who violated Article 10, Section 1, Clause 3, went to China, made a deal with the Chinese without the consent of Congress. He went to Russia to lecture the Russians about climate change, as though he is a tin pot dictator of a country himself. The lawlessness starts at the top, and that sets the tone and the example. And through their policies, where they reward their friends and punish their political opponents, we have a state of tyranny, we have a state of oppression, and we have a state where people are being literally taxed to death. Now, the result of that is, as the founding fathers imagined it, the states they called crucibles of democracy, where people can vote with their feet. And millions of people are doing that. Millions of productive people in California are voting with their feet and leaving the state rather than fight. And I gotta tell you, folks, it's tempting, and it's tempting for these sheriffs to do that. And some of them have served their entire lives in law enforcement and in the military. They've been serving the people of this nation and this state literally all of their lives. And they're looking at the end of their term in office and saying, why am I doing this? I could go fishing in Idaho. I can move to Montana. I can move to Oregon. I can move somewhere else. Why should I subject myself to a lawless state run by liars and crooks who do everything in their power to stop me from fulfilling my promises to the voters and to the citizens of my county? Why should I subject myself to that? And I got to tell you, it's a fair question.
It's a really fair question, and a lot of it has to do with the boards of supervisors that we have. You know, I can speak of those that we have in Jefferson. I mean, many of them don't allow the sheriffs to do what they need to do. There's always a fight. I know that Dean Wilson went through hell up in Del Norte County. And I know that there's some difficulty here. I know that our sheriff has difficulty. He had one supervisor who was in agreement with him that we needed to have a resolution that would make it so that we would not comply with being a sanctuary county in a sanctuary state, that we would follow federal law because the jurisdiction of immigration falls under the president and the Congress. And so we had that issue, and our Board of Supervisors, along with being spineless for the most part, also, it's unbelievable what they're doing to us, and we vote them back in unbelievably. How we get Keogh, who's still there, I think he's still there.
They just dust him off once in a while.
You know, they dust him off. I mean, it's unbelievable. We have an issue here in this county, as we do in many of the Jefferson counties, where we have good sheriffs. Who are trying to work together, and God bless them, they are trying to work together, and they're trying to fight the good fight. But they're not being allowed to do that by the people who hold their purse strings.
Well, and that's what we... Well, then
also look at, you know, what the state is doing with AB 109, 40, yeah, AB 47, or 47 or 57. I mean, you know, they're throwing violent criminals who belong in state prison back at the counties, denying the county the opportunity to put people in jail who need to be in jail because they've got all these violent offenders walking the streets. Recidivism is out through the roof. You have illegal aliens murdering people, and yet the state protects them with every fiber in their being. You know, what's the take, folks? I mean, where do we go from here? Is there a line up from here? Can you name one metric in the state of California that's up? I can't, and then I see Jerry Brown sitting on the ivory tower on his throne, surrounded by all of his buddies and pals, and Gavin Newsom waiting in the wings, slobbering over the opportunity he could have to enslave what little money is left in the state of California and hand it off to his union buddies. You know, we're in the 11th hour, everybody. We can win, though. The good news is there's a path to victory here, and it's a solid path. And we're already on it, and we've already done 4 years' worth of really back-breaking work to get where we are. And all we need for people to stand up and help us carry the water to the finish line. That's it.
Amen.
I mean, get off your chair, contribute, stand up, make a difference. And make a difference, if not for yourself, for your kids.
Hey, Mark, we've got to go off to our last break. Can you hold over for a few moments?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. All right, the time has come.
For 51.
Is building for the annual Ducky Derby presented by Reading East Rotary. In fact, some ducks are already training. Adopt your duck for $5 and get in on the race for youth development and substance abuse prevention. Everyone wins, and you could be the winner of a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina.
We've got to be ready by September 24th at 1:30 for the big drop.
Plus, second prize is the San Francisco Giants weekend courtesy of InterWest Insurance.
See you there September 24th at 1:30 p.m.
On Saturday, October 7th, the Harvest Moon Liberty Fest will be coming to the Anderson River Park, and it's totally free. Food and games begin at noon, with live music from 9 bands starting at 2 p.m., plus a special presentation by Citizens for Fair Representation. Local vendors will be presenting arts and crafts, balloon animals, face painting, pumpkin carving, even laser tag, and drawings for prizes. So bring the whole family for a day in the park.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Time keeps on slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping into the future.
keeps on slipping.
Yes, it does. Kind of scary. All right. Hey, Mark, we've got about 5 minutes left. You want to share some pearls of wisdom with us?
Well, I don't know I'm the right guy to look for pearls of wisdom, but all I know is, we have the opportunity to beat this. It's a real opportunity. A lot of hard work's already gone into it. We need some help, though, and we can win. I'm not a believer in the lost cause, and I think we have a clear path to victory, and I think we can win this. And ladies and gentlemen and listeners all over the state, we have the ability to yank the rug out from under guys like Jerry Brown and Gavin Newsom and De Leon and the liars and crooks, Anthony Rendon and that whole pack of liars. We can literally yank the rug out from underneath them and start over. And if you help, we can win. And that's my pearl of wisdom. If you help, we can win.
Amen. Well, and people can listen tonight, too, if they want to participate and learn some more information about what's going on Jefferson-wide and more good quality discussion. Tonight is our fourth Sunday call, because we have on the second and fourth Sunday of each month, we have the call. And the number to participate and listen and hear what's going on at 7 o'clock is 712-770-4114. Again, 712-770-4114. And the access code or password, if you will, is 307-268 hashtag or pound sign. 307-268 hashtag or pound sign. So just wanted to get everybody on there and get involved and hear what's happening and learn what's going on. You can also sign up onto the State of Jefferson website and go to the event calendar, click on today's date, and it'll say chat room. Click on that. It'll take you into the chat room. You have to enroll yourself there, and then you can see what's going on. And then you can ask questions through the moderators that facilitate the meeting. So that's another great way to participate. You can be on the phone hearing what's going on, and you can see what's being said or read what's being said, actually, in the end, contributed to in the chat room as well.
Jimmy called in with a quick question. When is the next court date?
We don't know yet. We're waiting to hear from our attorneys when the judge was supposed to get the paperwork to our attorneys, and that day has come and gone, so we're patiently waiting because once
the judge has not issued an order, so we don't have any information. We're waiting for information from the court itself, which is actually a good sign for us, and we can explain why tonight on the call.
And when we get that order, when we get that information from the court, it will have the next court date with it. So we have to wait to hear from the court what's going to be happening. So we're at their mercy at this point. So.
And tomorrow night, Mark, you'll be able to explain what you just said.
Yep.
Folks, if you're within a 100-mile radius, you ought to try to make it. Because really and truly, this is going to be a lot of good information tomorrow night. Mark's making that trek from way, 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 way,
north.
Way, way up north, northwest. of the rest of us, and he's really making that trek down here. So I want to encourage people to come. And Mark, we talked to a lot of new people, and they were very, very good. They were very excited about what's going on here. They seem to be informed, and many, many, many of them can't wait to come and hear what you have to say.
All right. Well, Mark, we're down to the last minute, so we just want to thank you very much for coming on today. Appreciate your time, effort, energy, and your sacrifice, and as well the huge sacrifice by your beautiful bride, Cindy.
Yes.
We appreciate everything that she does, and she supports you to do what you do for us. So.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. Time has come for 51.
Amen. It has.
Amen, brother. All right. We'll see you next Sunday, if not before.
Yep.
A new day, a new way, a new world. Lord, the way.
So stay tuned for Sovereign Minds. It's coming your way next here on KCNR Shasta Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The latest Republican plan to repeal and replace Obamacare appears to be in trouble. Several senators say they cannot support the bill, the latest being Ted Cruz of Texas, who says the measure in its current form doesn't appeal to him. But South Carolina's Lindsey Graham says,
I think we're going to get the votes next week. We're using the exact same process the Democrats did to pass Obamacare. They complain about a process they used. They're never going to give in to changing Obamacare. They're going to single-payer health care. There is no bipartisan solution to health care.
He was a guest on ABC TV.